We have this evening one very nice guest. This is Krishna, who is taking care of as one of my technicians. We will do now one little puja, which we do during the month of Kartik. It's the Damodar Vrata. And we will offer light, and they will also give you a light to offer to the to the god. You can see when they offer to the god.
Shalom, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hare
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parabraja Gacharya Ashtata Satasi Simat Istivayin Grace Lave Shakran Aravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj Shila Paupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Iskara Founder Acharya Shila Paupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Shila Vidastaku Ki Jai Prem Sikho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kundaradha Kunda Guru Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Giriraj Maharaja Ki Jai Shri Radha Kunchama Kun Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Vibho Tatenukampam susamikshamano punyana evatmakritam vipakam ritvakvapurbi vidadam namaste jiveta yo muktipade sadayabak.
Das Vajan Rahasya, das ist fünfter Teil, Text 3, nicht fünftes Kapitel, Text 3, wenn du mir das bitte gibst, aufgeschlagen. And this is a verse about the mercy of Lord Krishna, which is explained by Lord Brahma in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When a devotee wants to make progress in his or her spiritual life, he will pray for the mercy of Lord Krishna in the following way. My dear Lord, one who goes through life in the constant expectation of receiving your causeless mercy, at the same time patiently undergoing the reactions to his past deeds, all the while offering you obeisances with his heart, words and body, is ready to inherit a place amongst the liberated. So, there are four elements in this verse which tell us how to live in this world. One is, as we go through our life, we should constantly expect the mercy, the kripa of Radha and Krishna. We should constantly feel this mercy can come to me. It's almost like a little Chataka bird. The Chataka bird lives on rainwater, and the Chataka bird does not drink any other water from the ground. He only goes to the cloud. So the Chataka bird may be the whole year without water, but he hopes that the cloud will come and nourish its thirst and quench thirst. So he should go through the alive expecting mercy. People expect money when they go through life, or they expect that they will find the perfect situation. Maybe people who come to this hospital, they expect perfect health. But a devotee should live in the expectation that the mercy of the Lord will come, just like a rain cloud, it will come and give its mercy. Now, while you are in this process of hoping for mercy, you should do a second thing. You should patiently undergoing the reaction to your past activities. You should not be totally disturbed. When I had this shingles in Switzerland, and it was such a bad pain that I could not sleep, I was regularly thinking about this shloka from the Bhagavatam. And I was telling myself, be patient, because these are reactions to your old karma. It's old karma. So it has to, it will go, it will come and go. But when we go through these reactions, it is said we should do one thing. We should offer our obeisances, our heart, with our vacha, our words, and our body. On one side we are patient, we are inactive. On the other side we are very active. We offer our obeisances with our hearts and words and body. We don't lose our faith. We understand, Krishna, there's a little suffering in my life now. It comes and goes. It's due to my karma. No problem. I will be your devotee and give my heart, my words, and my body to you. And one day I'm sure your mercy will come to me. This is how a devotee should act. If he acts like this, with this simple faith, then Brahma says he will be placed amongst the liberated souls. There's a comment to this verse from Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, which I would like to read to you. Throughout the prayers by Brahma, it is clear that one attains Krishna by giving up all other practices and taking to exclusive devotion. In this verse, Brahma speaks of the devotee's internal attitude while he is engaged in devotional acts. What is his inner mood? One should recognize that one suffers as a result of one's own doing. Happiness, which we find, is a byproduct of devotion, while suffering is the consequence of offenses. That's very interesting. For a devotee, karma, is, strictly speaking, is not active. When a devotee suffers, it's not because of karma, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said. It's because he committed offenses in the past. In either case, the proper vision of the experience of happiness and distress is that both are the Lord's mercy. Happiness and distress, both is the Lord's mercy. Just like, according to the situation, a father may give the child milk or bitter medicine. Sometimes he might hug and kiss the child, or at other times he may give him a spanking. In either case, the devotee thinks that Krishna knows what is best for him. Not he. Just as the child knows, his father is acting for his own benefit. He furthermore recognizes that Krishna is making him experience happiness or distress out of his mercy and ultimately directing him to his service. The devotee is not under the influence of time and karma in the way that the non-devotees are. So he knows this is all coming from Krishna. He prays to the Lord every day, just like Prithu did. Please, the prayer, bestow whatever is best for me, just like a father does what is best for his child. So very interesting that the devotee will not pray this or that to you. He will say, you know what is best for me, I'm your child, you do whatever you think is the best. As a result, the devotee goes through life without suffering too greatly, and ultimately he inherits both the primary and secondary benefits of serving Krishna's lotus feet. Just like the son inherits all the riches of the father just by virtue of living. The devotee's life in this world is his devotional service, as stated by the Shruti. A life of devotion is a true life. Without it, one's very breathing is comparable to the breathing of the bellows. Bellows is what the blacksmith who works with iron, and who puts the iron in the fire, has. He has this big bellows. So a life of devotion is true life. Without it, one's very breathing is comparable to the breathing of the bellows. Hare Krishna. I think personally this verse offers us a vision for true peace. See, in this world, sukha and dukkha will come just like the waves come in an ocean. When you stand on the beach of the shore of an ocean, there will be constantly waves coming. It never stops. They are there in the morning, in the midday time, at the evening time, wave after wave after wave. In this world, there will be wave of happiness and wave of distress. It cannot be avoided. So in this situation, a devotee should no longer be so concerned about, oh, I only want the happiness wave, I don't want the dukkha, the suffering wave. Both will come. Whoever said that life is only full of enjoyment, there must be some suffering. But the devotee knows this suffering is given to me because of Radharani's mercy or of Krishna's mercy. And it's the only way to become peaceful. Like when I came to India this time, I did not want to go to the hospital. I wanted to stay in Vrindavan Dham and do my Kartik Seva, Niyam Seva. But then there was so much pain. But I didn't think it was so bad. This is Radharani's mercy. She gives you now this situation. You should patiently go through it without becoming so disturbed. You are in Vrindavan, Radharani's mercy for health. And you are also in Delhi when you take oil massage and this and that treatment. You are also in the hands of Radharani. What I want to express is that either in happiness or so-called distress, the devotee knows he's in the hands of God. It's actually the same. He's not so much. It's a totally different perspective. See, the whole world out there is trying to avoid distress and looking for happiness. But the devotee only wants Krishna. There is nothing more is important for him. And if there is happiness or distress, if a devotee has Krishna, it's really, really the same for him. If the devotee has not Krishna, then even the so-called happiness is not interesting for the devotee. Raghunath Das Goswami prays Oshimati Radharani. I have spent my life at this lake of Radhakund. Here's the Radhakund pictures. I have stayed here and I have waited for your darshan, but the darshan has not come. But therefore I must say, Govardhan is for me like a snake. Radhakund and Syamakund is for me like the open mouth of a tiger. And even Krishna, I am not, he's saying, I'm only looking for you, Radharani. He's everything else, when devotion is there, everything else is second place, it's not important. Sometimes it takes a little time for us to come to this point in our life where we can take such exclusive shelter. And but it is well worth to aspire and to hanker for this moment where we can be so full of devotion that the whole world is not interesting for us. A mountain of gold is as important for us as a little dust. The ocean looks for us like a little drop of water. Moscow looks for us uninteresting, and daily also. We only want Krishna. That is the time which we should aspire for. When Krishna sees that we have such a devotion and such desire for him, he will say, I cannot tolerate that you are separated from me. And he will take such a devotee to him in the spiritual world, for sure. So, I wanted to read this verse to you. I will read to you now in Bengali. Dukha bhoga karini chakrita karma phale khaya mano vapita vacharana kamale bhakti karikate kala tava kripa ashe bhakti pada tava pada kayana yase. The devotee tolerates suffering, knowing that it is the result of his own past sins. He gives his body, mind and words to the lotus feet. And he spends his time in the hope of attaining your blessings. Such a devotee easily finds a place at your feet, the source of all liberation. Wonderful, huh? Wonderful. Now we will do our last practice for the evening. We will take our bath at Radhakund. I think, Vipakit, you know how to do this. This Krishna is sacred water from the holy lake of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And because we are not in Vrindavan at this lake, every evening we say some prayers and then we
take a drop of the water and sprinkle it over our heads, and in this way we take our bath.
Every Brahmin's house, every house is a Ganga Jal.
Ganga Jal.
Before the Pura, he sings this.
Before Ganga Jal. Yes, yes, correct, correct. And so we first say the prayers, and you will listen. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos. Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata.
Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata.
Sarva Gopishu Saivaika.
Sarva Gopishu Saivaika.
Vishnu Adyanta Vallabha.
Vishnu Adyanta Vallabha.
Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna, her bathing place is also dear to him. Amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is unequaled, and she is very dear to Lord Krishna. He Shri Sarovara Sada.
He Shri Sarovara Sada.
Tvahi Samadisha.
Tvahi Samadisha.
Prashtena Sadam Iha Keli.
Prashtena Sadam Iha Keli.
Latika Marangai.
Latika
Marangai. Tvam Chet Priyat Priyam. Tvam Chet Priyat Priyam Ativatayo Itimam Yodayo Itimam Hadashayatya Kripaya Hadashayatya Kripaya Mama Jivitam Tam Tam Mama Jivitam Tam Tam. O beautiful lake, my queen Srimati Radharani eternally enjoys amorous pastimes with her beloved on your shore. Since you are most dear to them, then, oh please now mercifully show me Srimati Radharani, who is my life and soul. Jai Jai